Frickin' Circus, episode 0601, Pancakes. I'm making pancakes this morning. It's about 9:26. I have the radio on a little bit, so I don't... It sort of covers the sound of my neighbors. I mean, it covers the sound of me, so that my neighbors don't hear me podcasting so much. Which, actually, I don't think they really mind hearing me podcast, to be honest with you. I just think it's distracting to me to know that they're listening. It's like, well, that's the dude in the next room is talking to himself, kind of a thing. So I'm making pancakes this morning. I have my hot plate plugged in, warming up. Actually, I'm going to turn that down a little because I don't want it on full tilt until I have the mix mixed up. I'm working in a very small space here since I'm on the circus train. My room is about 8 feet square and... You know, factor in a bed and a table and the counter and everything. And, coffee. It's a small space. Now, let's see. Up here in this cabinet, along with all my stationery and DVDs and some office supplies, I keep my giant box of pancake mix, which my friend Camilla gave to me. It was a very thoughtful gift. I'm about halfway through the box. I don't know when I got it. I think I got it maybe 3 months ago. It's a giant box. It's like a Ralph's Club kind of size box. I think the sound might drop in and out here a little bit because I'm holding this microphone in one hand and cooking with one hand. That's not usually how I make pancakes. It's slightly different. It's complete mix. You don't have to add an egg or milk or sugar. You just take the mix and you add water. And I don't have a mixing bowl, so I mix it in a coffee cup, which is good anyways because I'm usually only making enough just for me. So... you know, if you make it in the bowl, you tend to make way too much. The cup sort of gives you a reality check on size. I usually just have two pancakes anyways. I almost just spooned some of the mix into the mug with the spoon I used to stir my coffee, which wouldn't be entirely a bad thing because I'd have coffee-flavored pancakes. I may have just invented something interesting. I don't know if I have. I wasn't even thinking of pancakes today, but I had to run out and get some things from the drugstore, and I saw an IHOP next to the drugstore, so it inspired me. I've been trying to cut back on the pancakes a little bit, because I went through a phase where I was eating pancakes every single day. And for one thing, they were losing their extra special treat kind of status, and I understand that pancakes can help cause to put on the pounds. So, I'm trying to moderate a little bit. Now I'm just little by little adding more mix and adding more water until it looks like about as thick as it should be, and it looks like it's going to make enough pancakes as it should. That takes a while. And I'm getting close to that, so I'm going to turn up the heat a little bit on the skillet. I just have a little one-burner hot plate because there's no room in here for a stove. That looks like it's just about enough for a couple pancakes. Nice smooth consistency. And we'll just put the mix back in the cabinet. You have to jam it in there. The cabinet's small and the mix box is way taller than the space in the cabinet. Another sip of coffee. Now you have to find the butter. Let's see, here it is. I have to remind myself to get some more of this. I almost got some last time I went shopping, but there weren't any good deals on butter. I have enough to keep me going for a while, so. Put the butter in the pan, starts to melt instantly. It's not real butter, it's actually Country Crock. Country Crock Plus Calcium brand. Well, maybe I should approach them about a sponsorship for my podcast. Now that I've mentioned them on the air. Tell them I'm going to bleep it out if they don't pay. If you hear this and the name of the butter I just described is bleeped out, then they didn't pay. They didn't cough it up. Sponsorship. So I had to go to the pharmacy earlier today because I have a sunburn that really hurts, and I just finally, it was even disturbing my sleep last night, so I decided, well, I guess I have to treat this. I tend to not treat things right away. Okay, now I'm going to pour the batter on the pan. Just automatically forms a nice little circle. I'm going to pour half the batter in. It makes a medium pancake. Let that cook, and it leaves me some batter to make a second one, too. So I was at the pharmacy. I found there was, I got aloe vera gel. There was other options that had painkillers in them, but I don't know. It's too much of a decision to have to make. I wanted to go au naturel, just get something natural. So I got some pure aloe vera gel. It seems to be helping a little bit, cooling things down. I got a sunburn on my back and a little bit on my sides and on my belly. I sort of did it on purpose. I mean, I wasn't trying to burn like this, but I didn't want to use any of the sunblock I had because I thought it would prevent me from getting any suntan at all. And I really, part of the purpose of being on the beach was getting some color. Anyway, so it was one extreme or the other, I guess. And that's why I went to the pharmacy. That's why I saw the IHOP. Well, this pancake is, it's cooking. You can see the bubbles forming, like the little air bubbles form. And as soon as they get to a point where they don't go away, where they sort of stay like little open bubbles, that's when I turn it over. I only have room enough for one pancake in this pan, so I have to make one and then put it aside and then make another one. I guess what I'll do in the meantime is I'll put some bacon on. The bacon I cook in the microwave, it actually comes out better than in the pan. It's less trouble. It's easier to clean. We have two pieces of bacon today. We have center cut bacon. I thought I had gotten the low-fat turkey bacon, but I hadn't. I just thought I did, and it's because the packaging is different for center cut, which faked me out. Thought it was the different packaging they use for low-fat turkey. This stuff crisps up a little better anyways. And it is slightly leaner than your standard bacon. The guy up the hall, Don, told me bacon's good for you. He was on the Atkins diet. Okay, we're flipping the pancake. Oh, has a nice yellowish, slightly golden color. Oh, and you can hear the bacon cooking. Plate's not turning freely because the paper towel's in the way. So you put the bacon, put it between two pieces of paper towel. And when it cooks, it's sort of draining itself while it's cooking. There it goes, spinning around. And you can use the same plate that you cook the bacon on to serve the bacon. And you can put the pancakes on that plate. The one pancake's almost done. Just needs it a little longer. kind of flip it to look at the other side and then flip it back. Coffee's good, even though I didn't have sugar. I used maple syrup instead of sugar. Not even real maple syrup. It's the corn syrup kind of maple syrup. I'll just check on the bacon. Microwave cooking. Smells good. Smells salty and good, but it's not done. It's still kind of floppy. There's no crispness yet. Keep it going. I'm gonna have to put this pancake aside somewhere else because it's just done, and I get my other plate. I only have two plates. It's a space storage issue. I keep the plates in the same cabinet I keep the pancake mix and the stationery supplies. Just put that pancake there. And a little more butter in the pan, and we can start another pancake. Ouch. Oh, I just burned my arm a little. It's okay, I already had a sunburn. Just adding to it. It's like when you get a scratch on the car. The next scratch isn't as bad. Pour the batter in there. The last of the batter. Let's check out that pink. And those bacons. Bacons look like they're done. Yeah, they're okay. They're crispy. And what we could do, we could try an experiment here. Try something new. We could try to turn on the tape recorder so that we can go mobile and go down the hall and see how our laundry's doing. Although, other people hear us talking to ourselves in the hallway. Tell you what, I'll go down there. I won't say a word. We'll just listen. Okay, now you're going to hear a transition in sound a little bit because I'm switching over to the tape recorder. Still some things in the dryer. My wash is done, but I can't put it in the dryer until the dryer's done. Alright, so now we're back in the house. I wasn't able to move my washer to the dryer yet, but my pancake was ready to be flipped. It's flipped. And you could hear when I went down the hall, I walked past the shower room and I walked past somebody's room that had music on. So at 9:41, people are actually starting to wake up a little bit around here, and this pancake should be done soon, and I should be eating my breakfast very soon. Just tell you what it looks like outside the window here while we're waiting on that pancake. We're in Los Angeles, and I see a lot of electrical lines running along the railroad tracks. I see one lonely pine tree, see a couple palm trees in the distance, and I see an athletic field here. We might be near a university or a high school. It's sunny out. Well, pancake's done. So now I have... Well, let's just shut off the burner and unplug the burner so we don't forget that later. I have two yellow golden pancakes and two crispy bacons. I'm just going to put a little Country Crock brand delicious butter spread on my pancakes. And all this, mind you, I'm doing one-handed because I'm holding a microphone. the butter back in the fridge. Take a little Roddenberry's Northwoods butter maple syrup. Put a good helping of that on there. Put that back in the fridge. There's hardly any room for it in the fridge. I have a half fridge. I have like a dorm fridge. Circus train living. Cool. All right. Well, everything's ready. I'm going to eat my pancakes. The pancakes are good. Mostly pancakes are just an excuse to eat syrup and butter, which is to say that you should always get good syrup. Let's see about these bacon. I like when the syrup runs onto the bacon. Salty and sweet together. Very nice combination. Bon appetit. Circus is produced on location on the circus train in a different city every week. This is a production of Frickin' Circus, and all the copyrights are reserved. The music this week is from Circestra. They can be found at circestra.com, C-I-R-K-E-S-T-R-A.com, or on the web at frickincircus.com, F-R-I-C-K-I-N-circus.com. You can email us, frick@frickincircus.com. See you next week.